This week's changing track is for Men. That's his name, Men. I was only a baby when my family and I boarded the small, leaky boat bound for who knows where. That's right, we were boat people, refugees, asylum seekers. Mum says we paid the people smugglers our fare by weight in gold jewellery. We were the opposite of wealthy, but 5 years prior, my parents managed to hide a few valuables before everything was stripped by the Khmer Rouge guerrilla army. In Cambodia in 1975, the army had overthrown the government and forced everyone out of their homes and into hard labour in the countryside and jungle. Life during this period was brutal, and some of the stories my parents have told me about suffering and death would make your skin crawl. In the 4 years that the Khmer Rouge ruled in Cambodia, a quarter of the population, almost 2 million people, died from starvation, disease or torture and execution. But this isn't about the war. It's about my family's second chance. In that leaky boat in rough seas, we spotted a big tanker. To get their attention, we lit a small fire. And because I was the only infant, my mum held me up in the air so they could see not to harm us. We couldn't be sure they weren't more pirates. Pirates who'd already taken our belongings but left us with our lives. Luckily, the US tanker picked us up and took us to the refugee camp in Malaysia. More miraculously, we were plucked out from hundreds of other families and sent on our merry way to Australia. Mum says when our Australian sponsor family saw her walking off the plane, they thought she looked like a movie star. She was beautiful, only 21 years old, and with her husband, two babies and her mother in tow. My childhood, growing up in suburban Geelong, is full of fond memories. Even though we came to Australia with nothing, my parents made sure that we always had everything we could ever need or want. To say they worked hard is an understatement. They've been vegetable harvesters, poultry processors, shopkeepers, seafood packers, and countless other things. They've now been running our family's successful restaurant, Mei Ling Chinese, in Geelong, for over 20 years. Over that time, I've realised how much of an inspiration my parents have been. Their sacrifices and hard work have taught me to appreciate everything and everyone in my life. Before Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, my parents came from affluent backgrounds. Dad's family owned factories, one making fish sauce and another making bricks. Mum's father came from a line of successful businessmen. Once the war was over, people returned to their homes with nothing, if they could still claim their homes, and really just had to start over. Most of my dad's family stayed in Cambodia to rebuild their lives, while most of my mum's family went to the US as refugees. We were the only ones to take a punt on the leaky boat. After about 8 years in Australia, we were able to bring my dad's brother over. He found a wife shortly after and started his own great Australian dream. My changing track is kind of cringeworthy, but dedicated to my father, best known as Michael. He infamously played a Michael Bolton cassette on a continuous loop for a road trip from Melbourne to the Gold Coast. I was 14, with Mum, Dad, my two younger brothers and my sister, along with my uncle, auntie and cousin, somehow squished into a luxurious Toyota Tarago. And no, we weren't impressed with the music choice, but the driver has final veto power, and a rule is a rule. Anyway, it was a choice between Michael Bolton and whiny traditional Cambodian music, which we disliked even more. It was the typical Australian family holiday, hitting up the theme parks like Movie World and SeaWorld and climbing the Big Apple. Even though I was a moody teenager, embarrassed to be seen with my family, I knew these trips were few and far between. So I made sure to make the most of it. As for me, I have two beautiful nieces and two cute nephews with another nephew on the way. I'm a proud gay man with unconditional support from my siblings and support from my parents in the best way they know how. I feel lucky to call Australia home, and I'm really hopeful that we Australians are heading in the right direction, keeping our hearts open and looking out to the world as a global citizen. Thanks, Dad, for everything. You've achieved so much in your life and continue to be an inspiration to your children and grandchildren. So, Men's changing track, in memory of that trip up to Queensland, is Michael Bolton's When a Man Loves a Woman.